Hello and welcome to the Make Your Business Boom podcast. I'm Eric Lors, your personal business mind optimization strategist, and I'm here to help you fully utilize your mind so you can fully leverage your business resources and fully profit from your business. Now, I want you to get the most you can out of today's podcast, and to do that, I have three simple rules. Number one, no multitasking. Please, please, please pay attention to the podcast. It's going to change your life. Number two, get excited. You're about to learn information that will massively impact your business and bottom line. And number three, take notes. If you get an incredible learning or a flash of wisdom while listening, make sure you write it down because that's how this works. Today, we're going to be talking about the four mindsets of business building and the seven stages of business life. But before we start, I'd like you to go to our website, www.makeyourbusinessboom.com. And on that site, on the left-hand side, you're going to see a button that says Free Resources. I want you to click on that button, and then you're going to be taken to a page that's going to allow you to choose from several different free resources. And on there is going to be a line that says to access handouts for podcasts and teleseminars. And I want you to click on that button and I want you to go to that page. And what you're going to download are two handouts. And the first handout is the four mindsets of business building. And the second handout you're going to download is the seven stages of business life. And I want you to download those handouts so that you can have them, no pun intended, handy while you're listening to the podcast. It's going to be very useful for you to have them, so you can go over that information while you're listening to it too. So go ahead, go to the website now, download those handouts, and then come on back and listen to the rest of the podcast. Now today, while we're learning about the four mindsets of business building and the seven stages of business life, you're going to get a lot out of it. You're going to first know where you are, because if you don't know where you are to start, you're sure as heck not going to get where you want to go. Number two, you're going to know what mindset you need to be in to move your business forward. You can have the right stage, but if you're not in the right mindset, you're going nowhere fast. Third, you're going to avoid wasting precious time and money. None of us, especially in today's economy, has the time or money to waste on exercises in our business that won't move it forward. And finally, by having all this, you're going to be able to grow your business faster and more profitably. So picture this. It's an overcast day. You're standing in the middle of a four-way intersection of roads, in the middle of a forest. Every road you look down, all you see is a road surrounded by big, thick, green, dark trees. And since it's overcast, you don't know if the sun is up, down, left, or right. You have no map, you have no compass, and the only thing you know is that the nearest town is 5 miles away. So you start to walk down one of the roads. You get about a quarter of a mile, and you think to yourself, what if there's nothing down this road for 100 miles? And so you get afraid and you run back to that four-way intersection. Now, a couple of minutes later, you say, eh, heck, you start to walk down another road. And you get about a quarter of a mile and you go, well, wait a minute, what if this is the road that doesn't go anywhere for 100 miles? What if I'm out in the forest for 100 miles? I could die here. And so you go running back to that four-way intersection. And you might repeat this process again and again and again. And again, you go a little bit and then you come back. You go a little bit and then you come back. Well, if you're in business and you haven't got a compass or a map or any sort of directions to tell you where to go, you're probably doing this right now. That's why it's vitally important for you to understand the four mindsets of business building and the seven stages of business life. These two powerful ideas will act as your map and compass to give you the directions you'll always need to know where you're going in your business. So what are the four mindsets of business building? Well, these are the mindsets that your mind will evolve through as you build your business. Now, normally when I start working with people, and normally when people start a business, they start out at the technician level. And this is the, again, the mindset where most people will start their business, and it's the I do everything myself mindset. It's because you've been trained to do work instead of having other people do work for you. So let me give you an example of an individual and how they would progress through the mindsets. Let's say we've got a guy, his name is Sam, and Sam is an accountant. Now, Sam works for an accounting firm. And at this accounting firm, he works about 50 hours a week, and he's making, let's say, $75,000 a year. He's a couple of years out of college. And he does this for a couple of years, and he's all happy, and he's fine. But then after a while, he starts to realize the numbers, and he says, well, I'm making $75,000 from all the work that I'm doing for the accounting firm, but if I add up all the billable hours that they're putting out there for me to their clients, well, heck, I'm bringing in $225,000 for them. That's $150,000 that should be mine. Now, that's what will inspire Sam to go out and start his accounting firm. So he says, okay, great, I've got some clients, I'm going to take them with me, and I'm going to go start my accounting firm. So Sam goes out there, he gets an office, or maybe even does it from home. And he gets his clients and he starts doing the tax returns. But now, all of a sudden, he couldn't take nearly all of his clients or all of the other work with him, so he's down to, let's say, $50,000 a year in clients. Not bad, but he's not even close to the $75,000 that he did have working for the accounting firm. Now, at this point, Sam might mistakenly think of himself as an entrepreneur, but Sam is actually at the technician level. He's still doing all of the work himself. So, Sam is a technician. He knows how to do it all himself, so he's doing everything. He's trying to do a little bit of marketing. He's doing all the returns himself. He's doing all the callbacks himself, etc., etc., etc. He is a technician. Now, after a while, Sam might get some clients, and he might get more clients than he knows how to handle. So, he says, hey, I can start outsourcing some of this work. And he starts to leverage other people's time and talent instead of just his own. At that point, Sam has achieved the entrepreneur mindset. He's beginning to see a bigger picture beyond what he can do himself in front of himself in a ledger, on a computer, etc. He's starting to see that, hey, maybe I can actually use other people to achieve ends in my business. So things are going good, Sam's building the business, he's getting more and more clients, and now he says, okay, but I need to develop some systems. I need to develop systems because I'm still running around, I'm still kind of crazy, and I need to get more control over my business. I want to start working on my business full-time instead of in it part-time and on it part-time. I want to start building my business. This is when Sam has achieved number three, or the third level of business mindset, which is the business builder mindset. And in this mindset, you start to work on, or Sam starts to work on in this case, creating systems. Because as he creates more and more and more systems, his business will grow faster and more exponentially and more profitably for him. And so it's been a couple of years. Sam's got his systems in place. He's got people working under the systems. He's got people managing the systems. He's got clients that are happy. There's a big cash flow going on. Everything is okay. And now all Sam does is guide the people who control the systems that direct the staff who do the work that creates the income. He has achieved as much freedom as he can achieve from his day-to-day work. At this level, level four, Sam has achieved the top of the business mindset, which is the CEO mindset. So Sam has evolved from technician to entrepreneur to business builder to CEO. Sam has gone through the four mindsets of business. So let's take that same concept, but this time we're going to look at it from the point of view of the business itself and how it grows, as opposed to how Sam was growing the business from his perspective. These are the seven stages of business life. So stage number one is the idea stage. This is the stage where We got an idea, like Sam, to build a business or to start a business. I'm tired of being paid less than I'm worth, and I want to go start my own business. In this stage, you need creativity, action, focus, and internal resources. And internal resources, just so you understand, are the mental and emotional resources that you need in order to keep you going. Because at the end of the day, you need a lot of motivation and inspiration to keep you moving through all the seven stages of business life as you grow. So the next stage, stage two, is the in the game stage. This is the stage when you actually have obtained a few clients and customers, and you're starting to see the possibility of staying in business. Now at this stage, you need to start introducing a bit of marketing and learning some sales skills, because you can pretty much luckily get a few clients, but beyond that, it takes a lot of skill. You're also going to need some planning, again, focus, financial management and being able to control your numbers, and again, internal resources. The next stage is stage three, and this is the growth stage. And this is when things start to feel a lot better, because really the hardest stage in the entire process is stage two. It is, in terms of difficulty level, is a level 10. Now, in the growth stage, in stage three, this is the stage when you are steadily acquiring more business more easily. Again, you need to continue with marketing, with sales, with planning, with focus, and now you need to introduce concepts like time management, because you need to be able to control your time more effectively. You can't keep running around, putting out fires, and trying to do everything yourself and overseeing the few people that you're utilizing, etc. And you also, again, need financial management and internal resources. The next stage is stage four, the systems stage. Now, this is the stage when you create systems so people can do your work for you. At this stage, the business is going to be reaching a tipping point. You're going to be going from solo entrepreneur or small business ideas to medium or even large business ideas. And again, you're going to do this through creating systems. And at this stage, you're going to have some new needs as well. You're going to need human resources, because it's all about the talent that you're going to be hiring and managing those people. You're going to need training skills. This is vitally important. You're going to need to be able to create training systems so that you can train people in the same job over and over again, because as you have people coming and going, people need to learn new things as they move up the food chain in your business. You're going to need communication skills, the ability to listen, to communicate, to make sure that an idea gets from one point to another point in the business in the same format, communicating the same information, is going to be vitally important. You're going to need people management, the ability to lead people. You are going to have to take it upon yourself to be able to manage people and the work that they do. You're also going to need leadership skills. People believe in visions. They believe in something bigger than themselves. You're going to need to be able to lead people towards that bigger vision. You're also going to need things like customer service. Now that you're going to have enough customers, you're going to have more than you're personally handling yourself, or you're going to have multiple people handling, well, they're going to want a consistent quality of service, and your business needs to be able to deliver that consistent quality of service through customer service relationships. You're again going to need planning, focus, and internal resources as well. Now we move into stage five, the replication stage. This is the stage when you open more than one location or office, if that's what you're inclined to do with your business. It can also be the stage where, if you are subcontracting through other offices, you can be doing this on a global scale. Now you're going to need a lot of the skills that you previously had, like planning, training, communication, leadership, time management, focus, but you're also going to need things like public relations. You're going to be communicating with the public now, because you're going to be gaining dominance in your market. So the ability to communicate a consistent message about your company and what it stands for is going to be a predominant need in your business going forward. You're going to need things like operations management, because, well, heck, you've got an operation going on. You've got people here doing marketing, people here doing sales, people here doing production, people here doing customer relations. You're going to need people who oversee and systems that control all of these operations. You're going to start getting involved in things like branding. Because, well, heck, you're a brand now. It's time to start coalescing an image about your company and what it stands for. That, again, is going to drive your public relations pieces. And you're also always, always, always going to need the internal resources that drive you forward. Stage 6, and this is the asset stage. And this, or stage 7, can be the final stage in business. Now, at stage 6, this is the stage when you have a self-sustaining asset that can be kept or sold. You can keep your business as is, but you're probably going to be getting on a regular basis offers from people who want to buy it, especially if you've set it up properly and it's running profitably. Then you're definitely going to be getting on a regular basis solicitations for you to sell your business. Again, you're going to need leadership, focus, and internal resources. And the reason is that this is the stage when you're going to have reached that CEO point, so that your day-to-day involvement is going to be less and less and less. And finally, stage 7. This is the walk-away stage. This is the stage when you cannot be there, and the business will increase, if not do better, because you're not there. Basically, this is freedom. This is when you have an asset that puts money in your pocket. You can keep it, you can sell it, you can do whatever you want with it. It doesn't matter. You now have the freedom that multimillionaires and billionaires have. And this is what we are working for through the 7 stages of business life. And you're going to need in this stage the ability to accept your freedom. A lot of times, especially if you're very intimately involved in your business, when you get to this point, it's almost like a letdown. Even though you know this is what you've been working for, when you get there, you start to say, wait a minute, is this all there is? And the other skill you're going to need is a vision of the future. You're going to need another pursuit, maybe another business or some philanthropic work or something beyond the business itself, or multiple pursuits beyond the business itself that you can go to, that can take your time and attention and your passion and your energy now, because the business is like a child. It has grown up. It's an adult. It doesn't need you to tell it what to do anymore. And again, as always, you need those internal resources. Even more so now, because you have come to a higher level as a human being by going through the 4 mindsets and the 7 stages of business life. So what should you do right now to follow up on this? Well, get your handouts and look over the 7 stages of business life and the 4 mindsets of business building. And I want you to be honest with yourself and figure out where you are right now in each of those categories. What mindset are you in, and what stage are you at? And then you'll know where you want to go in the future, and you'll be able to lay out a map for it. So go over your handout. Decide where you are right now. Figure it out. Make sure you are using the right mindset, because that's the other thing. You might say, well, I really want to be in that business builder mindset. Well, that's not going to work if you're at that idea stage, that level 1 or 2 or 3 stage. That's when you need your technician and then into the entrepreneur mindset. So make sure that you're working with the right mindset at the right stage, because if you try to mix the stages and the mindsets the wrong way, you're going to end up making a mess. And finally, focus in on the skills necessary for your business as is. You might say, well, I really look forward to being able to do all that systems creation, etc., etc. But you know what? If you're not at that stage, don't worry about it. Don't worry about creating systems if you're way down the food scale. You want to make sure that you're working with the right skills right now that will move your business forward right now. So again, what mindset are you in, and what stage are you at? Make sure you're using the right mindset, the right skills and abilities, so that you can move your business forward right now. Okay, now in our next podcast, we're going to be talking about one of my favorite subjects, which is problems are the answer. Now, I love whenever I tell anybody about this, because they always go, huh? But that's true. That's what we're going to be talking about. Problems are the answer. Imagine, what if you learned to love problems? How fast would your business grow in income? How fast would you grow as a person? How abundantly rich would your life be if every problem that you came across was something that you loved, like an old friend that you couldn't wait to see again? Well, that's what we're going to be learning in our next podcast. Now, if you want to get the ultimate, most possible best, highest use out of this podcast, you must go to our website, www.makeyourbusinessboom.com, and sign up for your free confidence and mastery assessment. It's a $125 value, yours absolutely free. Now, why is it vitally important that you take this assessment, and how is it going to help you as you grow through these podcasts? Well, you're going to discover if you are currently confident and masterful enough to create the business you desire. Now, you might think, well, of course I am. But you want to know what? A lot of people aren't in the right mindset to build the business that they desire. You need to know this before you take another step, before you spend another dollar on marketing or selling or hiring people to do advertising or trying to get another customer. You need to know what mindset. Are you confident and masterful? Where are you right now? You're also going to get instant feedback to your answers, along with action steps that you can use immediately to help you increase your skills and abilities so you can turn the tide on whatever the leak is in your boat and increase the income in rapid order. I'll tell you what, I'm going to sweeten the pot for you here. When you go to the site, www.makeyourbusinessboom, and sign up for your free confidence and mastery assessment, it's going to ask you for a reference ID. In that reference ID, it's a little line right there that says REF ID, I want you to put the word podcast, just the word podcast. Now, why am I going to tell you to do that? Because for certain people, and it's going to be done totally at random, certain people who go there and put that line, podcast, in the reference ID line, you're going to potentially win a complimentary diagnostic and strategy session with one of my master consultant coaches. That's an $1,100 session, and you will receive it because you entered podcast and you were one of the lucky people who won that free session. Now, you're going to learn a whole bunch of stuff that's going to increase your business instantly. You're going to get a plan to help you build your business so that you can take it to the multimillionaire or billionaire status, and you're going to have action steps, immediate action steps that you can take to start moving in that direction right away. You're going to learn a bunch of methods to overcome any current limitations that you have that might be holding you back. You're going to learn the right and the wrong way to use goals and outcomes to achieve your dreams. If you think that goals are all you need, you are dead wrong. And you're going to learn a system so that you can start setting goals and attaining them through the use of powerful outcomes. You're also going to get one or even more strategies that you can start using now, today, right this second, as soon as you learn it. Systems and strategies to increase your income by at least 25% in the next 12 months or less, and it might even be a heck of a lot more than that. So again, confidence and mastery assessment, yours free, www.makeyourbusinessboom.com. I cannot make it any more appetizing for you to go there and take your $125 value assessment for free and possibly win an $1,100 session with one of my master consultant coaches. Now, that's it for today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you learned a lot from it. Please feel free to leave your comments on makeyourbusinessboom.podomatic.com. As always, we want as many people as possible to benefit from this podcast, so please, please, please email the URL for our program, which is makeyourbusinessboom.podomatic.com, to your friends, family, and anybody else you think can benefit. Thank you so much for listening. I feel blessed and honored to have each and every one of you listening, and I am grateful for the time that you've invested, and I hope you got a lot out of today's podcast. This is Eric Lors reminding you that your business can only grow to the extent that you do. See you next time.